بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستحب الجوامع من الدعاء ويدع ما سوى ذلك رواه أبو داود رحمه الله تعالى سيدتنا عائشة رضي الله عنها relates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he would prefer the comprehensive du'as, the comprehensive supplications وَيَدَعُ مَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ and supplications, du'as which were not comprehensive, he would leave them out. Now, to understand this hadith first, we need to understand something about du'a. When a person is making du'a, he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest being, for something. So there is no question of it being outside the power of Allah ta'ala. That is impossible. But when you are making dua, you are putting an application in the court of Allah. And just like in the world, whenever you put an application, whether it is you put an application to some department of the government, whether it is you make some appeal or something, whether it is that you put a complaint against a company, then there are etiquettes, there are guidelines. And if you go to some expert, if you go to some solicitor, someone who is an expert in this, then he will tell you that make sure you adhere to these guidelines. If you don't, then your appeal could be void. You could make this mistake, this will haunt you down the line. If you write it, you don't write it like this, write it like this. These are all etiquettes and guidelines. And every person understands that if he wants maximum success, then he needs to follow these. Similarly, when it comes to dua, there are guidelines as well. And that is not to say that if a person does not know these guidelines, he shouldn't make dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. He can accept anyone and everyone's dua. But that is to say that a person should try to learn these guidelines that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And implement them in his dua. But a very easy method of making sure you adhere to these guidelines is that a person, instead of making dua in his own words, he uses the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the person who understood these guidelines the most, every single dua of his, he will have fully adhered to these guidelines. So if a person adopts the duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will automatically adopt all of these guidelines. It is for this reason, as well as a person taking out time to make his own dua, the ulama over the centuries, they have encouraged and they have emphasized that a person should take time out to read the du'as, especially in the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Arabic language, in the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they have made various compilations of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make it easier for us. And today, we have two compilations in front of us that as you leave, they will be on the windowsill for you to take. Both of them are divided into daily sections. And each daily section takes 3 to 5 minutes. But over the course of the week, you will have read at least over 100 du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just by way of example, in this hadith we mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to prefer the comprehensive du'as. Comprehensive du'as means that he has a dua which every angle of it has been thought out, that it is the best dua possible. Let me just give you one example. Usually in our duas, we make dua for a good death, which is a fantastic dua. A person should make dua. Oh Allah, grant me a good death, grant me a good death with the kalima. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua as well. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make another dua as well. He used to say that, oh Allah, make my best day of my life in terms of amal, my last day. And make my best action my last action. So he would say, not only give me a good death, make my death the time when I am doing the best action. So this is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are two compilations. Now how will you choose? So the only difference between them two is not the color. In very short I will explain to you what the difference is. This is a shortened version of Al-Hizbul Azam, which is very famous. And this has all kinds of du'as. Many people are aware of Al-Hizbul Azam. And this is a compilation called Al-Mu'awwadhat, which is du'as solely regarding protection. Every du'a in here is something which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection for. And if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from me, that means it must definitely be worth seeking protection for. So every person is requested that take out time, 3 to 5 minutes every day. Inshallah, you will definitely see the barakat of it in his life. Of du'as and du'as which are accepted, and so many du'as. So take out 3 to 5 minutes and take on your way out, take out one of these compilations with the intention of praying. And let me just finish on this point. The very easy method, but sometimes you will have thought, I'm telling you, it takes 3 to 5 minutes. But sometimes you will think, we will realize that something that takes 3 to 5 minutes, we can't even bring it into our life. The method is that a person fixes a time. A person looks in his timetable, he fixes a time, when do I have 3 to 5 minutes free? And then he puts it into that slot. That is how a person makes sure the action will carry on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the topic to practice among this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi. As I mentioned last time, these are not for free. There is a price to pay for them, and the price is that you read them.